Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I hope everyone is having a wonderful start of the week. The weather has been extremely hot, so please be careful, everyone, and I hope you guys enjoy the sun, but don't get too exposed to it for a long period of time, because I don't want anyone to get a heat stroke. So I hope you guys are enjoying the summer. I think the weather is going to be this hot for another week or two or so. So I hope you guys enjoy this. You know, go to the beach, go to the, you know, the water park, or, you know, anywhere that's just cool. For today's episode, I have another set of songs that I would like to turn on for you all. These songs are all from bands and artists that I have previously interviewed in my show. So for those of you who are interested or curious about the artists, please go to my show website and then you can search up all the interviews that I've done. But today I'm going to be sharing some songs that I enjoy listening to, and I think you guys will too. And then we'll end off with maybe a couple fun facts, and then we'll end it off that way. I am preparing for some more interviews in the future, so please stay tuned and be excited for those, because they will be coming soon. And for those of you who are taking summer courses right now, good luck to everyone. I hope it all goes well. And like I said, I hope you all get a chance to, you know, enjoy the summer as well and do things that you all like to do and just to relieve the stress. And for those of you who are officially finished with your summer school courses, congratulations. Now you can just fully enjoy the summer and just wait until the school year begins again. It is already July 9th, so we are officially, I'd say, halfway into the summer, or I'd say halfway into the break until September hits and, you know, school begins and it gets much more busier. But yeah, I mean, we have around 2 more months left, so I hope you guys enjoy it, you know, use that time to the fullest, you know, go traveling, go hang out with some friends, or, you know, just give yourself some time on your own. But yeah, before we get started, let's get through the station ID, some ads, and some PSAs, and we will begin the show. Here we go, and I'll see you all soon.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Skakuya, Talib Tim, Homasque Mustail.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Are you interested in being advertised on the radio? CITR radio station broadcasts across 6,000 square kilometers, which means our airwaves reach 3 million folks across the land. From Point Grey Peninsula to Fraser Valley and as far north as Gibson's and Coquitlam Mountain. To find out how you can be advertising with CITR, contact advertising@citr.ca. advertising@citr.ca. Rates start at $100. Strut your stuff and do it with CITR today. Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's ShameFest 2024. ShameFest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown east side. From August 1st to August 5th, ShameFest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties. Because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at ShameFest. If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
And we are back. This is Lean In with Jeff, another episode here at UBC, CITR, and Discorder. I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. The weather is extremely hot today, so please be careful. Although it's a great day to go outside and, you know, go to the beach, it's also very important to stay safe and not get too overwhelmed by the heat. The first song that I would like to turn on for you all is from Wax Mannequin called End of Me. I hope you guys enjoy this song, and I'll see you all soon.
Streets of Vancouver are flooded with the blood of the sleepwalking dead. Dream we walked on this river together. His greasy hands pulled us in above our heads. This land's ancient insides are burning. The fiery pine beetle cooks her bones. Told me if I burn bright like she does, come the winter, I won't make it home. So you follow me out through gray rain and darker doubt. You follow me back, calls the red, souls of black. Said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. Calgary's gold is someone's curse. Seen the good life get better as the living gets worse. Came to you oil rich and angry, but the power weighed more than it's worth. So you follow me west to keep fire off my chest. You follow me east to console the icy beast. Said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. Lady, I know it's a life that you long for, and I'll win it for you if I can.
folks say there's a good flood that's coming, and I've seen the drownings begun. This river swept up your man. The fires of St. John never ended. In us punks, in us drunks, it still burns. And though Irving has bought up our body, we're not gonna sell them our word. So you follow me east to control the icy beast. You follow me west to put fire back in my chest. You said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. Oh, you follow me out through gray rain, darker doubt. You follow me back, coals are red, feet burn black. You said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. You said you'd carry me, but this river is grown. This river is carrying us home.
That was End of Me by Wax Mannequin. They are really a great band. I mean, I got a chance to interview them a couple months ago, and they're just amazing. The next song is also by Wax Mannequin called Longest Hour. This song is a bit longer than usual songs, but it also is a very, very amazing one. So please enjoy this, and I'll see you all soon.
Walking early, morning's coast, silent moving through the house. When she stirs, he whispers low, love, I'll walk it, I will call. To see the sun rise over town, hear the river's loving sound. There's something else, not so sure, but I'll be gone and out no more. Muscle, blood, sinew, bone, something gnawing to be known. Leaning close, because her life, baby boy, sleeping fast. Pack no clothes, those he wears. Takes no coin, it takes no care. Clearing leaves, the mail has come. Breaking bread, but then he's gone. If we're getting something, is everybody forgetting something? From the river, rushing quick, pulls a black stone, cool snake. Wanders with it, edge of town, muted will to turn around. Hops a train, the province long, but where he goes, no way she's on. Home she runs, his road again. The boy's wicked without him. Is he forgetting something? Is everybody forgetting something? The longest hour we've ever spent, the darkest hand we've ever dealt, the deepest grief never felt. A hungry heart will lead itself. The longest hour you've ever lived, the cheapest thrill that's ever thieved.
no joy, no life lesson, as the seconds slowly bring you down. What's the lesson? Looks the scope for St. Lawrence to St. Malo. A ground he waves and on he walks, from ground to country, gathering rocks. Picks the cobble, streets of Prague, and old alley, neath Luther's law, where sun and rain, where the house is down, they won't wear it, who's feathered now. Forgetting something, is everybody forgetting something? The longest hour you ever spent, the darkest hand you've ever dealt, the deepest grief you've never felt, a hungry heart will eat itself. The longest hour you've ever lived, the cheapest thrill it's ever been. There is no joy, no life lesson, all in the weirdest way you've ever known. Days are worn, blinded by heavy misses every night. His will is home to build up high, a stony tower for his lights. There to lift his son above, in stormy weather, hold his love. Home she burns, his books, his clothes, the baby cries, they're brave alone. Getting something, is everybody forgetting something? In distant town, with German stone, sorted piles since some last war. When memory grips, he fills the void with wayward women and willing boys. Abandoned love, a wife, a son, for aimless days, for 1 hour long. Time of angry, a man dies, white it over, life moves on. You're forgetting something, is everybody something? The longest hour you've ever spent, the darkest hand you've ever dealt, the deepest grief you never felt, a hungry heart will eat itself. The longest hour you've ever lived, the cheapest thrill it's ever seen. No joy, no life lesson, and the seconds slowly break you down. Think of those to heaven or a silver world, peace your own. If you roam too far, too wild, the hours and months, and inches, miles. There's a blank inside the mind, a restless calm, an earnest life. Stones are poured, the pit is left, grow wildest nations, deepest death. There's a story, story told,
bus, hollow men off the road. My boy sleeping in my arms, a girl's garden in the yard, a sounding stone, a thing unseen, a steady tone, a sound for me. Hunger grows and days go dim. Our longest hour come again.
That was Longest Hour by Wax Mannequin. The next song I have prepared for you guys is from Royal Canoe called Walk Out on the Water. So I hope you guys enjoy this song. We'll get to it.
Got a ticket to play. I won't be walking away. Feel all the weight of the world. I won't get another one, won't get another one, won't get another one, won't get. Will I be singing hallelujah when I walk out on the water?
That was Walk Out on the Water by Royal Canoe. The next song is once again by Royal Canoe called Summer Stay. I hope you guys enjoy this song. That was Summer Stay by Royal Canoe. The next song I have for you guys is called Feels Good, once again, by Royal Canoe. I hope you guys enjoy this song. I will see you guys in a couple minutes. Here we go. Feels good.
Best.
was Royal by Royal Canoe called Feels Good. The next song I have for you guys today is by The Incurables called Someday. I hope you guys enjoy the song. That was Someday by The Incurables. The next song is by Jeremy Albino called All These Days. Here we go.
All the snow is gone, and they say the spring has sprung. I finally see the sunlight in your eyes. I'll take you for a ride, or we'll just stay inside. Either way, I'm happy by your side. All these days we sit out in the sun. All the ways, oh, you showed me how to look. Seasons change, someday we'll grow, but I'll never take for granted all these days. Never mind the cold, the troubles or the road, you always see the world in silver lines. And when I'm in the rough, you just smile and pull me up. You take my heart and open up the blinds. All these days, we sit out take for granted all these days.
That was All These Days by Jeremy Albino. The next one is by Jeremy Albino called You I'm Waiting On. Here we go.
Still can't find the words to say. Keep our distance day by day. Work the same old 9 to 5. Just watching as the time goes by. But I know. Come to you. And I hope, and I hope, and I hope, I hope you come for me. Don't come knocking at the door. I'll leave it hanging open. Well, it's you I'm waiting on. So come on, so come on. Someday.
That was You I'm Waiting On by Jeremy Albino. The last song I have for you all today is by The Incurables called Raspberry Beret. So here we go.
Always busy doing something close to next to nothing.
That was Raspberry Beret by The Incurables. Those are all the songs that I have prepared for you all today. For the last couple minutes of my show, I will actually be sharing some very fun facts related to water, because the weather has been, you know, getting really hot, and one of the things that we all need to keep an eye on is hydration. We have to be hydrated and, you know, be very aware of that so we don't, you know, get a heat stroke or anything more serious than that. So I've gathered up some fun facts regarding water as our topic. So I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of minutes of listening to the fun facts I have for you guys today. The first one I would like to tell you guys about water is that a small drip from a faucet can waste as much as 75 liters of water a day. So that's a lot of water. I mean, I didn't even realize that, you know, those small drips that come down, that drop from the faucet, you know, sometimes we don't even notice it. Sometimes I guess we ignore it. I know I sometimes just, when I see it, I go in and close it. But sometimes I kind of just go about not noticing that at all. But it seems like it wastes a lot of water. So please don't do that. You know, we don't want to waste any resources just out of nowhere. So yeah, I mean, that's an amazing fun fact. I would have no idea that just that drop would create as much as 75 liters. The next fun fact I have for you guys is that frozen water is 9% lighter than water, which explains why ice floats when it's dropped underwater. I think we kind of, you know, it's like a thing that we all kind of know, I guess. I don't know if dense is the right word, but, you know, ice, it's lighter, which makes it factually correct to say that, you know, that's kind of the reason why it floats on top of water. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's a fun fact. The other one, the next fun fact is that a trillion tons of water is evaporated every day by the sun. That is a lot of water. I don't even know how that would be compared to a trillion ton of water compared to something that I guess we can kind of imagine. But even, I mean, water that's like 18 liters, which is one of those big jugs that you see at superstores, that alone is very, very heavy to even carry in one hand. But to have a trillion ton rise up in the air and evaporated by the sun, that's a surreal number. The next one is, less than 1% of the water supply on Earth can be used as drinking water. I think I once heard that the Earth is comprised of a vast majority of water than land. And I guess including all of that water, I'm assuming that, you know, this fact is including all that. And in that case, yeah, I'd say only 1% of water is drinkable. But even considering that only 1% is drinkable, that's still a lot of water that we can drink. But yeah, the next one is, more than 90% of the world's supply of fresh water is located in Antarctica. I wonder if this is the place where you can just drink water out of the ocean, or like just out of the nature without filtering it. I know that there's some places that where you can do that. I'm not quite sure. I don't know if it can be places where it's not salt water. Obviously, it probably shouldn't be. But yeah, I swear I saw somewhere where people just drink water just straight from nature. And there's a lot of times where I would see people using or creating those filtration systems, you know, without buying one. You can kind of just make one. I think you make it out of like coal and some sort of like soccer, you know, like those, you know, surviving filters, I guess. But yeah. Next one is pure water has no smell and no taste. It also has a pH level of around 7. I definitely have drank some water that, I mean, even when we drink water from different brands, I'd say that there is a very small difference between every single water. I definitely taste some sort of difference between tap water and bottled water. I prefer bottled water. I feel like bottled water has less of a taste than tap water. But yeah, it's really interesting to see that water also has smells and tastes. So yeah, I mean, I guess next time you drink water, see if you can notice it. Because sometimes, you know, you drink water with food or you just drink it without thinking about anything. And if you really just take the time to notice what it tastes like, I guess you can kind of notice, you know, those differences between, you know, the water that you drink and then comparing it with other types of waters from different brands or other places. The next one is, our bodies are 60 to 70% water. Our brains are 75% water. Our lungs are nearly 90% water. And our blood is about 82% water. So water is definitely a very, very important thing in our, you know, in ourselves. And it's really interesting to see how much water that is involved in ourselves as human beings. The last one I would like to share with you guys is water is the only substance on Earth that is found naturally in three forms: liquid, solid, and gas. That's pretty cool. So water can be only found naturally, or that is found naturally, in these three forms, which is liquid, solid, and gas. That's pretty cool. I mean, now that you think of it, you know, when you hear about these fun facts of how it can only be found or has been found, you know, you sort of wonder, like, really? And then you think about it and you really can't think of any other ways that that can be found. So you kind of, it's like an eye opener. It's something that you never really think about, but once you hear it, you're like, oh, wow, that's kind of true. All right. We'll end off with stay hydrated. Please stay healthy and safe. The weather is great, so please go outside and enjoy it. But, you know, keep in mind that you don't enjoy it to the point where you're harming yourself. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'll be bringing back some interviews and some movie reviews soon. It seems like there are a lot of people on vacation, and so it is kind of difficult to bring in some new people in, but I will try my best for you all. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the afternoon. I will once again see you all next week, Tuesdays, 2-3 p.m. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bye.
birds to sing, the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse.
I crucify the verse.
The gums, but they end up being locked jawed. This world is not yours. Since 07, you sold your jelly beans to trap lords and whack tours. But I'm back, y'all, to smack up and fracture the actors who lack the real raw talent. And in fact, y'all, it's like that, y'all. I got the mic, him, you never get it back, no. And even though it's so grimy, the light's so brilliant and blinding, they try to play us like buckwheat and stymie. They can't crucify me, cause my style is like a mystery. History shows magician reposes a threat to those who make dough, oppressing the status quo. Oodles of O's, noodles and tofu. It's so true, my tongue kung fu will punk you and thump you, your punk crew, you're done, dude. Get lick up like a plate of hot grits. A stock tip, these entertainers with pop hits on rockets will fall back to earth like the Nephilim. I'm chin checking them, seconds I'm jacking them, scolding, rexing, affecting them, vexing them. Straight disrespecting, heckling, Jekyll and Lex Lutheran them, disassembling the gremlins. I'm feeling another part of reality. Everyone I represent the transit, the double edged banger, rapper, singer, slam painter. I'm so deranged, in other words, yes, I bring the danger. I'm not a pagan, not a bogan, a vegetarian who brings the bacon home and eats some seeds like staking. Make no mistaken, I'm not Ronald Reagan. I'm more like Carl Sagan than Zachariah stitching the faking.